Well, hello again, this is Will Thornberry, and tonight we're at the Sunset Auditorium in Carmel, where we've seen one of the happiest concerts in our entire lives, believe me. Tonight, Jimmy Lyons has gotten together one of his many talents, and tonight he's assuming the role of jazz impresario, and he's presented a pretty happy concert with one of the happiest guys in the jazz scene entirely. Wonderful to see him, wonderful to have him here, and of course we're speaking of Errol Garner.
Well, Will, I'm real glad that I could be here tonight, and everybody was so beautiful. If it could have went over, I would have been glad to, sincerely, because they made me feel like playing.
Well, I guess everybody has newfound respect, even more than usual, for the illustrious Mr. Garner, and I know it's about the happiest thing that we've heard in a long time. Errol, it sort of reminds me of a long time ago, and one of the first releases we heard was a thing that you recorded up in a New York apartment, doing things like variations on a nursery rhyme and a couple of things like that.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we were just trying. The point was that this time, that when I did that, we were speaking about that nothing is really corny if you can find a way to do it. And that was our point. And that's what we were trying to capture when I did it.
It's always, that particular record, I've always felt there was a lot of heart in that, Errol, as a lot of the things you do, in fact, all the things you do, but especially tonight. I certainly got a kick out of it, and it's too bad that records don't give you the justice that personal appearances do, because it's just wonderful.
Well, let's say it like this. Everybody saw me tonight. Let's say they got over the 2 minutes and 55 seconds. We put the extra courses in tonight. That's which his last is a little longer than the record, should we say. Even down a 12-incher, we added some extra courses, which are more or less for concert styling.
Errol, I'd like to go back to about 1947 and talk all the way up to then, but I don't want to keep you till the day after tomorrow, so I thought maybe we'd talk about what's happening now and what your plans are for the future and what you're doing right now.
Well, right now we're at the Blackhawk in Frisco, that you know. And from there we go to Cleveland, and sometime during the first part of the year or in the fall, we're going to supposed to do a thing with the Rochester Symphony. I don't know how it's going to turn out again. George did something with them once before, George Shearing, that is, and I think it turned out wonderful. But with me, I can't read, so I'm not for sure how mine's going to turn out, but like I'm going to make an attempt, I think. At least I'm giving it a very close thought.
Oh, we have no worries whatsoever. I thought we might mention who's with you now, too, Errol. I know you've got a young fellow on bass now that you've been trying to get for a long time from Ahmed Jamal.
Well, yeah, that's an Ahmed me. In fact, the funny part about it is I used to teach Ahmed some of the things that I needed when Ahmed took my place in the group when I left Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then Ahmed has come up wonderful, and a bass player, I had known him for years, and he's beat me. Eddie Calhoun is his name. And Denzel was with me once, and I gave Denzel back to George Shearing. And so, like, it's a real friendship thing with the group, and everybody's real happy.
I think it's kind of the happiest thing. I remember the last time I saw you, Errol, was, the last time I saw you in concert, that is. I've seen you down at Zardy's in Los Angeles. In fact, you're there just a little bit, a little while ago. But I remember the last concert I saw was this Stan Kenton Presents Everything, the Stan Kenton Festival of Modern Music. There is probably Stan's greatest band was assembled that time, at least I think so, and also Dizzy Gillespie was there. And I remember you walking out on stage at the Shrine Auditorium, and it was packed to the gills, and I remember you played a few numbers, and pretty soon when you walked off, you'd stolen the complete show after all the illustrious array of talent that had walked into the audience. It was a pretty thrilling experience for me, and I'm sure it was for you, too.
Well, yes, it was, because it kind of surprised me. That's the first time I ever had done a concert in California, should I say. And to be able to come back to a place that I had lived for several years and had to go all the way 3,000 miles away in order to come back, and still, they kind of shocked me, too, that night. But, like, it was a real, real happy feeling for me, sincerely.
Well, it was wonderful. Well, Errol, I know you have to get going. We don't want to keep you all night here, but let me just say that we'll continue to play your records, and it's a real thrill. And I'd like to say one thing. I think maybe we'll spin in one of your records on one of the newer Columbia releases, which is pretty extraordinary because you walked into the recording set, and I understand you did 12 complete tunes in about 2.5 hours, didn't even exhaust the 3-hour minimum here. And I know George Avakian was pretty excited and pretty thrilled about this. And it's kind of a rare thing in recording business to do even 3 songs in 3 hours, but 12, this is amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, Will, if what happened is that when we go to record, we like to capture the idea of playing like at a concert like tonight or either in a nightclub to people and just relax and go ahead and play and don't try to overdo anything so you don't take up a lot of time. And the records usually always turn out better for me. Plus the fact we're always in a hurry to get out because we have something else to do all the time. But other than that, it turned out very, very wonderful. We didn't have to make a retake, and that's a fact.
That's amazing. Would you like to pick one, Errol? There's so many good ones here that I'm sort of lost as to what we'd like to hear. A Caravan is one of the many things in this album. I know there are 12. I guess they're coming out on two albums. We have the one with Caravan and Lullaby of Birdland and a few other selections.
Well, let's say it like this, Will. Whatever the guys in the armed forces like, and so far they have been backing my music tremendously. Let's just let them be the pickers.
Okay, fine.
Wonderful.
I'll pick it temporarily here. Let's hear Caravan.
Good.
Errol, I want to thank you so much for dropping by and chatting with us here. I know the fellows out in the audience have gotten just about as big a thrill out of this as I have, and it's wonderful to hear you tonight, and it's wonderful, most importantly, to see you and to talk to you here.
Well, I really appreciate everything, and I hope to get to see you and the armed forces and everybody in Camille real, real soon. I mean that from my heart, sincerely.
Bye, Errol. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Could I get one more thing, Errol? I run tags at the beginning of my show, you know, mm-hmm. like, this is Errol Garner, stay tuned for the best in jazz with Will Thornberry.
Sure.
Something like that.
Wonderful.
Thornberry.
Thornberry?
Thornberry.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, there's no station, nothing to say at
all? No, I just keep it to the show.
Well, all right. This is Errol Garner telling you to stay tuned and listen to the cool music of Will Thornberry.
That's wonderful. Well, it's swell.
Yeah. Flash.
Denzel, I'm Will Thornberry with Armed Forces Radio, and we're just going to knock off about 3 minutes of quick stuff here, I guess. And this mic, you have to hold it pretty close. It's kind of a bad thing. Good evening once again. This is Will Thornberry broadcasting tonight from the Sunset Auditorium in Carmel, where we've just seen the Errol Garner Trio. One of the integral parts of the Errol Garner Trio is a fellow that we first heard a long time ago with Lenny Tristano back in 1949, and later on with George Shearing, with Artie Shaw, just about everybody. Famous drummer and probably the great magician of the brushes in the jazz circle. His name's Denzel Best, and he's with us tonight.
Hi, I'm very glad to meet you. Feels good to be here. Wonderful pleasure playing with Errol. The audience is very receptive, which makes a fellow play better or try to do better himself, you know.
Well, that's wonderful, Denzel. It's a pleasure to hear you tonight, too. Denzel, probably my favorite refrigerator group of all time in jazz was Lenny Tristano in 49. And I always been amazed at your wonderful work with Tristano because he had so many complex arrangements and it was such a hard thing to do. And I was wondering what it was like playing back then with Lenny.
Well, it was a sort of a good feeling. It was very much different. It was a lot of concentration involved. And Lenny himself as a person, he's just like he plays. All you have to do is get to know him. You can practically tell how he'll feel or what he'll do, which is fine, you know. Well, that's about it.
Quite an intellectual type of music, really. There's so many things to talk about, Denzel. I know we have such a short time, but probably what so many people remember you for more than anything was this great composition, which has become the old standard in the jazz circle, unfortunately coming out and labeling it bop, but I think representative of every type of school of jazz, really, because everybody's done it, and this is his composition Move, which is probably the second How High the Moon is to the number of recordings issued. How did you come about writing this? And I think, didn't you name it after your daughter, first of all?
I did. Yeah, the first name was, the title was Geneva's Move. And after it had been recorded by several of the musicians, they just left off the Geneva and left it as Move. But I'd never said anything about it, you know. It was all right. My daughter understood.
She wasn't heartbroken. Yeah. Well, Denzel, I know you have to get back now. There are little festivities after the concert, but let's remind you again how wonderful you sounded tonight and how much you impress us with the drumming and with this light brush technique and wonderful swinging brush technique that you've always exhibited. I want to wish you the best of luck, and we know that you're going to have it.
Thanks a million. It's been wonderful talking with you.
Great, Denzel. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Could I get one more thing? I have a spot at the beginning of my show. Something like, this is Denzel Best, and for the best in modern jazz, stay tuned for Will Thornberry or for nothing but the best.
Yeah.
That's Will Thornberry.
Yeah.
And I just play in the beginning of my show, sort of introduce it, you know, and then I run my theme. And, so I'll let you improvise here. And,
like what did you want me to say?
Oh, something like, hello, this is Denzel Best, just reminding you to stay tuned for the best in jazz, or something like that.
Oh, well, hello, this is Denzel Best, reminding you to stay tuned for the modern jazz, which is brought to you by
Will
Thornberry, wonderful little guy.
Great, thanks a lot.
Great, okay.
A pleasure meeting you.
Good.
It's wonderful hearing you.
Fine, thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
Eddie, have you got any time?
A little bit.
Great. Okay, well, you have to hold this pretty close.
Well, you know, I have a mic right.
You do. Well, we'll sort of bat it around. I mean, this makes two of us. I'll start off this way. Hello once again. Right, tonight we're standing here in the Carmel Auditorium, the Sunset Auditorium, where the Errol Garner Trio has just performed. One of the highlights of the whole trio, besides Errol and Denzel Best, who make up two-thirds of it, of course, is a young man who we first heard a long time ago. In fact, you can hear some of his records on the OK label with a great trio, Ahmad Jamal. And we thought we'd present this boy. He plays a wonderful bass, and it's kind of a funny thing, too, because we borrowed this bass from the special services, and we weren't quite sure how this was going to turn out. But I'd like to introduce to you a wonderful young bass player you're going to be hearing a lot in the future, we know, Eddie Calhoun. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, fellas. How's everything? First, I'd like to thank the special service for loaning me their bass. It was wonderful. Just need a couple of strings, but it's wonderful. And I'd like to thank all the people that came and the receptive audience. It made us work real hard, and we appreciate it. I don't have nothing else to say, man.
Well, Eddie, I think they'll probably retire this bass after tonight because nobody else has played it like this, you know. And how do you like playing with Errol? Seriously, it sure sounds as if you have a lot of fun.
Well, it's one of the greatest things that's happened to me in a long time. I've been batting my head around the world quite a while, and when I joined Earl's trio, I had no idea that I was going to enjoy myself as much as I have. It's crazy.
Well, Eddie, I know that Errol's been wanting to get you for a long time, pursuing you around the country and asking you to join him. How come it took you so long to become associated with Errol?
Oh.
Or is that too long a story?
No, I just wanted to say that he may want to get me, but I wanted to get him, too.
It sounds like sort of a mutual agreement here.
Yes.
Eddie, how about recording? Are you and Errol coming up with George Avakian, recording some more things now?
I think so soon. I don't know exactly when, but I think he's sort of getting his rep lined up now for something.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eddie, we sure appreciate a bass like this because you really played the dickens out of this thing. It's been wonderful talking to you, and I know all the fellows out in the audience have enjoyed this just about as much as I have. It's wonderful to see you again, and good luck. We know you're going to have it, and keep up the wonderful playing.
Thanks a lot, and I'll see the fellows again sometime.
Right, Eddie, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I'm shaking this cat's hand. Is that it?
Could I get an introduction, you know, like Denzel?
This is Eddie Calhoun. I'm not from the moon, but I'd sure like for you to dig these tunes Will Thornberry's fixing to play. Crazy.